Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video / podcast, The Top 10 Keys to Create What You Want, where I'll be talking about a step-by-step blueprint to consciously and deliberately create the joyful, abundant, healthy, wealthy, and magical life you deserve and you desire to be living, your birthright. I'm going to be giving you daily rituals of success that are easy and fun to do that will radically improve the quality of your life. So if you're sick and tired of life blowing you around and creating a life for you that you don't like and don't want, and you're ready to become empowered to be a conscious creator of your own preferred reality, then please enjoy this video podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you get something from this video, please like and share it with your friends. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Alright, so here we go. How to create what you want into physical reality. The top 10 keys to help you create what you want. Alright, so, number one, get clear about what you want. Get very clear about what you want. Now, when you encounter things in life that you don't like and don't want, use that as a launching pad to give you great clarity on what you do want. So whatever you don't like, don't want, pivot. All right, what do I want? What do I want here? So a lot of times when I ask people, what do you want? What do you want? They go, well, I don't want this. I don't want that. All right, great. Now, what do you want? What do you want? Oh, well, I don't want a crappy relationship. I'm sick and tired of having a bank account that's empty. I hate my job. All right, what do you want? Well, I want a really great relationship. I want more money. I want freedom. I want a great job. I want a great business, etc. So get clear on what you want. Write down your goals. Write down your goals and your dreams. Get clear about what you want. All right. And appreciate, learn how to appreciate the contrast of life. Learn how to appreciate what you don't like and don't want, because what you don't like and don't want shows you what you do want and do like. All right, so here we go. Number two, meditate. So that is an absolute major success key. Meditate. Learn how to meditate. I've got videos on how to meditate in my Success Ritual series. 15 minutes every day. That's all you need. Time just for you. Nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody else. Just you. Just you and your source. Just you and your higher self. Just you and God. Just you and the universe. Whatever you want to bloody call it. So now that you've meditated now that you've gotten clear on what you want, so the meditation is going to help you get to a no-mind state, and the no-mind state is what's going to help you attract to yourself what you want. Because the universe wants you to have everything you want. The universe is ready to give you whatever you want, but whatever you will allow, because you're the one that tells the universe what you want based on your vibration. You can say what you want all day, but if you're vibrating, I don't deserve this, I don't deserve that, I'm not good enough, etc., etc., well, the universe can't give you what you want. It can only give you what you're vibrating. So meditation, the no-mind space, allows for the universe to give you what you want. So it's on its way, it's on its way, it's on its way. And then that leads us to success key number three, which is doing affirmations and visualizations. Now, want you to be clear. Affirmations and visualizations are not for the universe. The universe already knows what you want. As soon as you encounter contrast and you, even if you don't even consciously think about what you want, as soon as you encounter contrast and as soon as you encounter things you don't like and don't want, you immediately launch rockets of desire for what you do want. Whether you are clear on that or not, you instantly make it very clear to the universe. I don't like that, I don't want that. And what I do want is the opposite. So, affirmations, visualizations, they are not for the universe. The universe already knows what you want and is already on it, making all the arrangements. It's creating all the cooperative elements for you to get what you want. Affirmations, visualization is mostly for you to get your vibration straight and in alignment with what you want. Because whatever you are in alignment with, you will get more of. If you're in alignment with what you don't like and don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't like and don't want. If you're in alignment, vibrational alignment with what you do like and do want, and you're happy and you're allowing and you're having fun and you're enjoying the experience and the feelings of having what you want, then you're going to get what you want. So affirmations and visualization is to raise your vibration and get you into vibrational alignment with what you want so that you're vibrating the feeling of being, doing, and having what you want. And when you're vibrating, being, doing, having what you want, then you attract what you want. The key is being happy. So, you know, if you're thinking about what you do want and it doesn't feel good, well, then you're not actually thinking about what you do want. What you're thinking about is the fact that you don't have what you want. So get clear on that. All right, so the number four key to creating and attracting what you want in your life, appreciation. Appreciate what is good in your life. Appreciate what's working well in your life. Appreciate the wonderful people, the wonderful things, the wonderful animals, the wonderful nature. Things that are easy to appreciate. Don't try to appreciate things that are not easy to appreciate. The goal here is not to try to manipulate yourself to like things that you don't like. That's not what this is about. That's not what loving things is about. Loving things is about loving things that you do like so you attract more loving things. So think about, talk about, write about, and post about things that you do like and do want. And you're going to vibrate things that you do like and do want. And you're going to attract more of things that you do like and do want. So again, in regards to affirmations and visualizations, it's not what you say, it's how you feel when you say it. It's not what you're thinking about, what you're visualizing, it's how you feel when you're thinking about it and visualizing it. So it's recommended before you do some affirmations to raise your vibration. That's why you want to do meditation first, raise your vibration. Or there's other things you can do to raise your vibration. There's more information on that on my Success Rituals series on meditation and affirmations and so forth. For instance, doing toning. I've got a crystal bowl in the other room. You know, anything that kind of gets you into a no-mind state. Singing, being happy, anything that makes you happy. Get your vibration up, then do affirmations, because again, if you're doing affirmations to kind of manipulate your mind to think good about things that, you know, for instance, I don't have enough money, I'm going to do affirmations, I do have enough money, I do have enough money, I have lots of money, I love having money. Well, it's not going to work if you're vibrating, I don't have enough money. You can't manipulate your vibration. You can only, you want to raise your vibration, then use affirmations to sort of put the icing on the cake, as it were, and increase your vibration further. So that's the goal and intention of affirmations and visualizations. All right. Success key number five to create what you want in your life. So number five is positive programming. Every single day you want to be programming yourself positively. with affirmations, but in regards to also, say, books, audios, videos, everything that goes into your brain is what comes out into reality. So what goes in comes out and manifests. So you're no longer allowed to watch the news ever because it's constant negative news. That's why it's called CNN. Their goal is to make money from you being sort of thinking about negative things all the time. So, no negative conversations as well. So you want to listen to positive success-oriented audios. You want to associate with positive people. You want to watch uplifting movies, TV, etc. Anything that's uplifting and positive. So out with the negative, in with the positive. All right, so success key number 6, dream big. Allow yourself to dream big. Whatever you can conceive and bring yourself to believe, you can and will achieve. So, we do have the power within us to create worlds. So use that power by dreaming big and allowing yourself to really, but you're going to need to raise your vibration very big to dream big. All right, so this is one of my favorite success keys, number 7, to create what you want, travel. Travel broadens your mind. It's fun. Anything fun raises your vibration. It gets you out of your normal routine. It expands your horizon, expands your awareness of other cultures. This is very much related to dreaming big. All right, so success key number 8, freedom. And now, the purpose of life is joy, which is going to be, I've already given you a hint as to future keys, but the basis of life is freedom. So, since the basis of life is freedom, and you have the freedom to be, do, and have whatever you want, you have the power within you to create whatever you want. I recommend doing something on the side. Build a side hustle. Build a side business that's going to help you achieve financial freedom, because financial freedom provides time freedom. Time freedom gives you the ability to, always be connected to your source. Teach yourself about investing. Get yourself Tony Robbins' book, Money Master the Game. And teach yourself about investing and start thinking about, putting money into investing. But you want to do a side business, especially something that will give you passive income. Now, I've found the best business on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, because it combines freedom, passive income, and travel. So it's about fun and freedom, which of course provides great fulfillment. So open your mind to being rich and abundant, because this is an abundant universe. This is a universe of well-being and abundance, and your natural state is abundance. So and the entire universe expands itself based on your belief about the universe and about abundance. So if you believe in non-stop abundance, well, the universe will give it to you. If you believe in non-stop resources, the universe will give it to you. Prosperity flows to those beings that are in vibrational alignment with abundance. So you get what you vibrate, basically. And of course, this key of freedom is, again, related to dreaming big. You're going to need a lot of money to create your dreams. It's just guaranteed. All right, so success key number 9, the power of giving. Learn how to win friends and influence people by providing value. So it's not about manipulating people so that they'll give you what you want. the goal here is enjoying giving. Give and you shall receive. Give and you shall receive. Provide value. The more value you can provide, the more you bless other people's lives, the more you enjoy life, and the more blessings come to you, the more abundance comes to you, and the more abundance comes to other people that you are helping. But the best way that you can influence others is by teaching through the power of your example. It's not about, because words don't teach. Our vibration, how we think, how we act, how we live, is how we best influence people. So show people that they have the power to create whatever they want through the power of your example, of you creating whatever you want. Show people that it's easy, that it can be easy. All right, so number 10 of the top 10 keys to creating what you want is have fun. The purpose of life is joy. You are here to have fun. You have come to this planet to create what you want into physical reality. You have come here to desire whatever you desire, to allow those desires and manifest those desires into physical reality, and enjoy the, you know, your own power as you create that, those wonderful things into physical reality, and enjoy the power of your own source vibration, the power of God, whatever you want to call it, as you create those things into physical reality. So the purpose of life is joy. You're here to have fun. You're not here to struggle. You did not come here to prove your worth to anybody. Your worth is not in question. You are an amazing master of space, time, and dimension. You are an amazing master of creation, and you've come here to create amazing, wonderful things into your life and onto this planet. So go out there and have fun and create. Become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality in your life. And if you'd like to, you know, receive some additional support and assistance to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality in your life, watch more of my videos on YouTube and on my website at zakhyron.com. Tons and tons and tons of videos and audios there. Send me a message so that you can get the Master Keys of Success and Freedom video, audio series, and PDF book. Go to freekeysofsuccess.info to get that. Let's work together. Let's play together. And also, if you'd like to, you know, build a side hustle, build a side business to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, send me a message. Go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. I'll show you a two-minute video. Let's work. Let's play together. Let's have some fun together. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant love lifestyle you love. If you got something from this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.